And this is one that I ran into trouble with once before, so if I'm not explaining this correctly, just let me know. This is a small squirrel or rat-like little animal that runs along the ground, and he's usually brown-colored, reddish-brown-colored with little black stripes on his back. Now, do you have
a ground squirrel, I guess.
Ground squirrel?
Uh-huh. We have those here.
Uh-huh. What about, you say you might not have them here.
We have got them here. No ants.
Is there any distinct, have you ever heard of a chipmunk?
No, not around here.
What do you call an animal with a strong odor?
Skunk.
What about an animal that usually lives that lives in water, but sometimes comes out and can live on dry land too, when he comes out and he hops around a lot? He's a tadpole before he's what he is.
Bullfrog?
But do you call it, not a bullfrog as a kind, do you just have any sort of general name that you apply to that kind of animal that just comes up? You sometimes see them after rains, don't you?
Frog.
Just frog.
Well, I don't call it.
What about a smaller variety of this kind of thing that makes a chirping noise? Do you get it? Do you have any of those around here?
Crickets?
No, it's a frog that chirps.
Well, that's just still a frog. Yeah.
What about a worm used for bait in fishing? What's the names of the worms that you use in fishing? Do you have those special names? That you dig up out of the ground?
Earthworm.
All right.
And you get off the trees, Catawba worms.
Yeah, which I think are great.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're good fishing worms.
I just hate the way they spit at you.
Yeah,
I just can't
stand like that part.
Do you ever use a large worm around here for bait? I mean, it's really big, and you have it it's much bigger than an ordinary thing, ordinary earthworm. Do you have any special name for that?
No, I don't. You get those out of the woods more. You can go and rub on a stub. I was driving around, take a rock and bring a rub on it, and they'll come out of the ground, out in the woods. They can be that long, see?
Uh-huh. And there's no special name for those?
I've never heard of a name for them.
Well, darn. Have you ever heard of anything called a Georgia Wiggler at all or anything?
We have those wiggle worms.
Wiggle worms?
Yeah.
I just was wondering.
Yeah, we do have those in the bottom land here in Turning lots of times where you turn up a lot of those wigglers.
What about an insect now that usually flies around and winks a little light on and off, it glows, What about a large winged insect seen around water? Now that's not good enough. Let me draw you a picture. I'm probably not going to be an animal like that. It's large winged insect that you see around water. They sometimes real iridescent color, they're real shiny colored and have real big wings. Do you have a name for those, or you ever seen anything like that?
I don't know. The only thing I get around ponds and water, just mosquitoes to bite.
Well, do you ever see anything else that are flittering around, that are bigger than that? They have real clear wings, and you sometimes see them around ponds because
a big old bug look like what they call horseflies.
Uh-huh. I don't think
that'd be it, though.
I don't believe
we have any of that.
That's fine. Let me see. Now then, do you have an insect around here? It's usually a pretty small insect. It looks something like a wasp, but it doesn't sting, and it builds mud nests up in the corner of your house. And what do you have a name for those things?
Thank you. Dirt dauber.
Dirt dauber?
Yeah.